The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And just like that, we're right back through it here from Frankfort High School for the latter portion of our sub-state semifinal doubleheader. As the first contest went to the top seed Centralia Panthers as they dominate Troy in the second half to cruise 53-24. And the undefeated Panthers await the winner here of our 2-3 matchup in semifinal number two as the 3-seed Frankfort Wildcats on their home floor get the 2-seed Mustang from Jonathan West. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Let's dive into these starting lineups as, again, we're just moments away from the opening tip here for our second game. And let's start with the 3-seed, and that would be Frankfort, wearing their road uniforms tonight with them being the lower seed, although they are playing here on their home floor tonight. They will go like this under head coach Brian Edwards in his sixth season at the helm. Kayla Cornelison is a 5'6 senior guard at just under 9 points per game. Also in the backcourt, Emma Hardwick, a 5'6 sophomore, 8.5 points, and nearly 6 rebounds a contest. Taryn Parthamer is a 5'7 junior at 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. The leading scorer and rebounder is the 5'9 sophomore, Hattie Gross, at nearly 15 points and nearly 8 rebounds per game. And then rounding things out, the 5'9 sophomore, Lexi Dollinghouse, at under 2 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. So again, for Brian Edwards and the Wildcats, it's Cornelison, Hardwick, Parthamer, Gross, and Dollinghouse. For Donovan West, the 2-seed at 15-5 overall. Should mention Frankfort's record coming in is 14-7. But for the Mustangs, they're 15-5. Their head coach is Perry Smith. They'll go like this. Kyra Johnson is a 5'9 junior at just over 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. In the backcourt, Claire Cole, a 5'6 junior at 6.5 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. Jaden Taylor, the 5'10 senior at nearly 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. Sydney Smith, the 5'8 senior at 5.5 points per game and also 4 rebounds a contest. And then the leading scorer, the 5'8 junior Avery Weathersby at just over 12 points per game and 6 rebounds a contest as well. So for the 16-win Mustangs, once again, their lineup consists like this. Johnson, Cole, Taylor, Smith, and the Weathersby. Hearing the crowd reactions as they're getting ready for the starting lineup, although we're here at Frankfort, it sounded like a Donovan West home game. As both these teams, again, having great crowds here tonight. Of course, Centralia awaiting the winner of this ball game here tonight. These two teams played one time this year. It was back on January 4th. It was at Donovan West, and the Mustangs were able to cruise. 49-30 was that final. But both of these teams are playing pretty good ball right now. Coming into this matchup tonight, Frankfort, they had to beat Omega last week in the quarterfinals. It says 42-20 to get to this ball game. D-West coming off the bye. They last played February 25th, the road trip to Maranatha Christian Academy. They won that ball game 46-19. D-West, they've won 3 straight, 6 of their last 7. Frankfort, they have won 5 of their last 6 games with a lone loss in that span coming on February 18th, a 1-point loss at Washington County. Final few players being announced for the starting lineup here as we'll take a quick break here just momentarily as they will produce the national anthem prior to the start of this one. But again, we thank you so much for tuning in. Centralia impressive in the first matchup against Troy. A 6-point lead at the half, and then they scored the first 18 points of the third quarter. Cruise to a 29-point win. They get the winner of this second semifinal matchup tomorrow night. We'll have those games for you here on Kansas Land Radio. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and the tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
And we're off and running here for the second semifinal as the Mustangs with D. West have won the opening set. Working it around left side to Jaden Taylor in the corner for three. Left it short. Offensive rebound, though, collected by Kerr Cole. And then a turnover, and Spencer comes away with a steal. No score, just getting going. The Wildcats now with their first possession here of tonight's ball game. This is Emma Hardwick bouncing it inside to Dollinghouse, and that one's knocked away, and that's a steal. Both teams with an early turnover. Here's Claire Cole, top of the key, left side pass to Taylor on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Kyra Johnson. Back to Cole. And she gets it into the right corner with Sydney Smith. They reverse it back to Taylor, left side on the wing. Over the top pass to Cole. Working towards the right baseline, kicks it up top. Kyra Johnson, a three, got it. The 5'9 junior gets D-West on the board first. Johnson can, her fourth three of the season. And a 3-0 start for Donovan West here at Frankfurt. Here's Hattie Gross, gets it at the left elbow. Top of the key to Dollinghouse. Right side pass, it goes to Taryn Parthamo. Into the corner, shot blocked. And a rebound for Donovan West. Weathersby has it. Good start here for the Mustangs. 3-0. Here's Cole again. A three, this one not there. Battle for the rebound inside, collected by Parthamo. So Frankfurt will walk it up the floor. Down 3-0. Not quite 2 minutes in. Winner gets Centralia tomorrow night in the sub-state championship game here at Frankfurt. Donovan West won the lone meeting in the regular season by 19 on January 4th. Curling in the lane, Hardwick, shot is up, no good, nearly dropped a difficult shot in. It's tipped out of bounds and last touch by the Wildcats, and the Mustangs will get it back. The D. West, a 3-0 lead 2 minutes in. As here is the junior Claire Cole, who will work it across the timeline. They go from right to left here in the first half. Here's Taylor, left side on the wing. They reverse the basketball, right side to Cole. Right up top, it goes to Johnson. Good pass by Weathersby. Good movement here by Donovan West. Taylor drives, kicks it to Cole, right side, and a whistle and a travel is going to be called. Second turnover by Donovan West. We'll get it back to Frankfurt, as we'll see our first sub of the game is Sydney Wapp, the 5'10 junior, in for the Wildcats. Also into the game for D. West, Malena Wetstein, the 5'6 sophomore. 3-0, Donovan West, 2.5 minutes into this opening quarter. Top of the key, here's Parthamer, hands it off to Hardwick, curls in the lane, little floater from 10, gets a nice touch, and it falls through. And Taryn Parthamer on the board for Frankfurt, 3-2 D. West, not quite 3 minutes in. Jaden Taylor has it in the right corner. One dribble left side. Gets it up top here to Johnson. Wetstein, her first touch. And gets it right side. Top of the key to Johnson. Left side, Wetstein fires a triple. Off the front rim, no good. Weathersby, an offensive rebound. Working it back inside. A pass knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Frankfurt. So Jonathan West will keep it underneath their own bucket. 3 minutes in, Tudor's opening quarter, leading 3-2. Over the top to Weathersby, free throw line. She'll dive, shot is up, and it gets in there. Weathersby with some contact. The leading scorer has her first basket. 5-2, Jonathan West. 3-plus minutes into this one. Here's Gross, right side pass. Cornelison, a three, short. And a rebound backside brought down there by Sydney Smith. G West trying to push it up the floor. Here's Taylor, left side on the wing. Gets it up top here to Weststein. Steps to the free throw line, kicks it left to Taylor. Skips it right side to Johnson. Zone defense right now for the Wildcats. Taylor gets it back. She wants to drive. Good kick right side. Johnson, baseline drive. Skips by a couple defenders. Pass deflected out of bounds. And Jonathan West will keep it. At just under 4:20 left here in the first. As Claire Cole quickly checks back in, replacing Sydney Smith. Here's Weststein, high left. Entry pass into Weathersby. Floats a shot up from the right block, but no good. And a rebound for Hattie Gross. Here come the Wildcats. Long pass into the near side. It goes. This is Parthamer. Top of the key to Gross. Diving down. Curls. Gets to the block. Stops there. Kicks it back up top to Cornelison. A deep three. Got it. Taylor Cornelison from downtown. We're tied at five. Halfway into this first quarter. Here's Cole, right side, top of the key to Weststein. Ball fake, drive, stops on the block, fell over, probably got away with a walk, but no call. Left side to Taylor on the wing. Gets it to the top of the key there, works it left side to Cole. Back to Taylor, top of the circle, right side pass to Weststein. First shot blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Emma Hardwick. 3:32 left here in the first, we're tied at five. Weststein to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Throws it into the free throw line. Johnson is called for a travel. Little hesitation there. Trying to turn a good shot into a great shot by getting to the rim, but gets called for the travel. D. West now with three turnovers. Frankfurt gets it back, a 5-5 tie at 3:31 left here in the first. D. West will now show pressure in the full court, nearly forcing a turnover, but shoveled here to Cornelison as she works it across, wants to dive inside. Backs it out into the right corner. Now high rider goes to Braylee Everett, the freshman who's in the game for the Wildcats. Here's Addie Gross working on Taylor. Left side pass, it goes to Hardwick. Curls, right side Cornelison, a three. Too strong. Backside rebound for Kyra Johnson for D-West. Johnson works it up the floor herself down the middle. Right side pass to Cole on the wing. Johnson gets a touch, left side to Taylor. Up top it goes to Weststein. Still a zone defense here by the Wildcats. They get Johnson in the corner. Long pass up top. It goes to Weststein. Gets inside. Shot is up. Shot is good. Nice drive and finish by Malena Weststein, the sophomore. Gives D. West the lead back at 7-5 at 2:40 and counting here in the first. Here's Hardwick working on Taylor. Hands it off to Gross. Between the rings out high. Cornelison another look for three. Not this time. And a rebound for D. West. Weathersby has her third rebound. Gets it off to Weststein. Long pass up the floor. Cole in the corner. Back to Weststein. Gets to the free throw line. Taylor left wing. Drives in. Kicks it right. This is Cole on the wing. Weststein top of the key. Quick reversal here left side. Get back right side to Cole on the wing. Weststein stops. Pops from 10. In and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. Ripped away by Johnson. A three by Weststein. This one not there. Taylor another offensive rebound. A third opportunity here. Cole had it knocked away and out of bounds. D. West will keep it. 2 minutes to go here in the first. Sydney Smith's going to check in here for Weathersby. A 7-5 D. West advantage. As head coach Perry Smith in his sixth year, barking out the signals here from the near sideline. Cole receives the entry pass, gets it up top here to Weststein. They'll reset. Left side to Taylor here on the wing. Wildcats have been in a zone defense all quarter. Right side to Cole. Curls around the arc from right to left. Gets it to Taylor there on the left wing. Holds it at the right hip. Puts it on the dribble twice. They reverse the basketball. Right side back to Weststein. And they'll reset it here at top with Johnson. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. A 7-5 Jonathan West lead. And away from the ball, a whistle and a foul. I think they get Jaden Taylor with this one with an illegal screen, and they do. And that's her first foul. And four turnovers on the Mustang. So Frankfurt getting it back down to it, 7-5. Here's Maddie Gross working it across the timeline. Sensational sophomore at 15 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. Spins away from Johnson at the top of the key. Gets it to Hardwick. She'll drive. Shot is up. Shot is good off the window. Emma Hardwick in the books with her first bucket. We're tied at 7. 1:10 left here in the first. Good start in this 2-3 matchup in this sub-state semifinal. Johnson right side, kicks it inside, beautiful feed, miss layup inside by Cole, but she gets her own miss, and will draw the foul and will shoot two. Claire Cole, the 5'6 junior, will set up at the free throw line for two shots. Everett picks up the foul, her first, and a team first. So Cole at the line, 45% at the stripe this year, but she cans the first, and she's in the scorebook. Her first point, giving Donovan West the lead back at 8-7 at 57 seconds left here in the quarter. Weathersby checks back in for Johnson. As a team, Donovan West 49% at the line this season. Second free throw, too strong off the heel. Battle for the rebound inside and pushed into the corner and out of bounds it goes. And a last touch by the Mustangs. So Frankfurt will get it back with under 54 seconds left. Trailing 8-7. Dollinghouse checking back in for Frankfurt, replacing Everts. See what Frankfurt wants to do here at the final 51 seconds left here in the quarter, trailing 8-7. Head coach Brian Everett barking out the plays. They get it to Gross. She steps in for a 17-footer, and it's here. Patty Gross in the books. She hits 46% of her shots. She knocks in her first one tonight. 9-8. Frankfurt takes the lead. 33 seconds to go here in the quarter. Skip pass right side. This is Cole. Top of the key to Weststein. Ball fakes. Drives in. And they're going to call a 3 seconds in the lane on Weathersby. And D. West, another turnover, giving it back to Frankfurt at 26 seconds left here to go. And they lead it now 9-8. Here's Hardwick. A right side pass to Gross. They leave her open. She'll fire a three. It's bottom. Patty Gross from downtown. 12-8. Frankfurt. That's 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Weststein, top of the circle. A deep three, in and out, no good. And a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Jaden Taylor with her second foul. And Kyra Johnson's going to have to check in for her. Also back into the game, Taryn Parthamer as well for the Wildcats. They have 7 seconds to work, a 4-point lead. At 12-8, they got to go the full length of the floor. As Cornelison gets it into Hardwick. 6 seconds across the timeline. Gross, right wing. Shot is blocked. Tipped in the air. Hardwick has it and then ripped away by Weststein, and that's going to end the first quarter. Good start for D. West and a strong finish by Frankfurt as the Wildcats lead Donovan West 12-8 after the first quarter. We'll step aside back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Salt Bomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahl Bomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, Frankfurt with the basketball and the lead. It's 12-8. Cornelison, a deep right corner three. That's an air ball. And a rebound for Avery Weathersby. Here's Jaden Taylor, top of the key. Hands it off to Kyra Johnson. They'll reset. Left side to Cole. Back to Johnson, top of the key. Johnson again at the top of the key and is whistled for a travel. 6 turnovers here already for Donovan West. Early portions of quarter number 2. Frankfurt getting it back at a 12-8 lead. Here's the Wildcats working it up with Hardwick. Left side pass, now into the corner it goes. This is Parthamer, curls in the lane, up top to Sydney Wapp. Right side pass to Hardwick. She's on the wing, has the dribble, not using it yet. Gets it off to Cornelison. Left side pass to Parthamer, ball fake. Gets around Taylor. Jumps into a double team. Taylor on the floor, picks it up for D. West and comes away with a steal. Here's Kyra Johnson with it. At the elbow, left side pass to Taylor. A minute into the second, D. West down four with the ball. Here's a drive, shot is up, and a typical finish by Claire Cole. She's got three, makes it 12-10 Frankfurt. Yeah, 6:45 left here until halftime. Here's Wapp in the left corner, backing out, and a whistle and a foul. It's an offensive foul against Frankfurt. Away from the ball as they get this one on Parthamer. That's her first. Team foul number two, Dollinghouse back into the game, replacing Parthamer. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout here by Frankfurt at the 30, so we'll keep it right here. 6:42 until halftime, a 12-10 Frankfurt advantage. Again, if you missed the first broadcast tonight, Top Speed Centralia cruising 53-24, getting past Troy. Panthers improved to 21-0. They'll get the winner tomorrow night in the sub-state championship game here at Frankfurt. We'll have those championship games for you here on 92.1. The boys' championship game, which will be first at 5:30, followed by the girls' title game. It's the three-seed Troy Trojans against the top-seed Lions of Care Paravel. And again, the girls' final, one half in with Centralia, and the winner here advancing to tomorrow night. Out of the timeout, D. West with the basketball. Right side pass, it goes to Cole. Taylor gets it back. They set her up for three. Shorts, front rim, no good. The rebound inside collected there by Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. Here is Hardwick walking it up the floor. Left side pass on the wing. It goes to Cornelison, and then a whistle away and a foul on the floor against Jonathan West inside. See their third team foul. As they get Johnson with her first. Frankfurt to throw it in underneath. Hardwick throws it in over the top. Cornelison has it. Shovels it off to Gross. Working on Taylor. Drives. Kicks it left side to Dollinghouse in the corner. Right back to Gross. Nice little turnaround. Bank shot no good. And a rebound for D-West. Weathersby already with five rebounds. Left side pass to Cole. Johnson up top. Taylor on the right wing. Johnson gets it up top. They leave her open for three. A little strong off the heel. Offensive rebound for Cole. Now Taylor gets it back on the right wing with a second chance opportunity. Still a zone defense here for the Wildcats. Cole left wing into the corner with Weathersby. Long pass to the right corner. Good skip to the top. Taylor has it right wing. Nice ball fake. Steps into a 15-footer. Got it. Jaden Taylor, her first basket. And we're tied at 12. 5:35 until halftime. Cornelison has it left side on the wing for the Wildcats. Wapp has it up top. Fakes right, goes back to Cornelison, left side on the wing. Not using the dribble, gets it to Dollinghouse in the corner. Started by Taylor. Top of the key, it goes to Gross. Right side to Wapp. Wapp finds a cutting Dollinghouse, gets it in. Layup is out, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And two free throws coming up for Lexi Dollinghouse. Fourth team foul on D. West. Think they get Weathersby with this one. That's her first. So Lexi Dollinghouse, the sophomore, 50% free throw shooter this season. Chance to get her first points tonight and break the 12-12 tie. First free throw strong, no good. Elena Weststein checking back in for Weathersby. Dollinghouse under 2 points, but over three rebounds per game, the sophomore. Her second free throw is good. So she goes 1 for 2, has her first point, and Frankfurt retakes the lead at 13-12, not quite 3 minutes into the second quarter. Here's Weststein, who just checked back in on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Johnson between the rings out high. Right side pass, it goes to Sydney Smith. They reverse it left side. They want it inside to Johnson. Her layup is no good. A whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. And they will get Sydney Smith over the back of Sydney Wapp. And team foul number 5 on Donovan West as the Wildcats get it back, leading 13-12. Hardwick, a right side pass into the front court. Patty Gross on about a 3, turns it down, hands it off to Hardwick. Curls around the arc, gets left side, back to the top, hands it off to Gross. Curls in the lane, gets to the elbow. Now Dollinghouse has it. Back to Gross, left side. Left wing, skips it here, right wing to Hardwick. Looking for Wop inside, declines the pass, he'll drive. Floater, off the rim, no good. Rebound for D-West. Jaden Taylor has it, pushing it up the floor. Here's Johnson, up top to Weststein, they'll reset. Coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter, a 13-12 Frankfurt lead. Frankfurt sitting back in their zone defense while the Mustangs slow it down to get a play call. Weststein left side, top of the key to Smith. Right side pass to Taylor on the wing. Looking one dribble towards the corner. Instead up top, it goes to Cole. Wanting to drive. Stops on the elbow. Nice pass over the top inside to Smith. Had it knocked away. Pass towards the corner. Ball on the floor. Taken away by Frankfurt. Hardwick comes away with a steal. Here's Gross on the right wing. Backs it up there. Top of the key to Cornelison. Hands it right back to Gross. She sets and fires a deep three. It is good. Patty Gross, 8 here in the first half. Largest lead for the Wildcats at 16-12. Another 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here is Milena Weststein. Left side pass, it goes to Taylor on the wing, who's been quiet here in the first half. Curls, gets in the lane, shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Jaden Taylor set to shoot 2 for D-West. Foul on Lexi Dollinghouse, her first, team 3rd. And Jaden Taylor will shoot 2. 2 points, couple of rebounds here in the first half. She is a 67% free throw shooter. And her first free throw rims out, no good. This Donovan West team a year ago won 22 games, made it all the way to the state semifinals. This year they're 15-5. Second free throw is good by Taylor. She's got 3, and the Wildcats' lead is 3 at 16-13. There's a whistle and a jump ball right across the timeline, and it's going to go back to Donovan West. So a good defensive stand there by D. West to get the ball back. Down 3, just over 3 minutes left here in the first half. Weststein hands it to Johnson, top of the key. Mustangs certainly slowing the pace down. They get it inside to Weststein. Turns, kicks it right corner to Cole. One dribble left, gets it to Weststein, right wing. She'll drive and a lot of contact. And a foul on the floor. Against Frankfurt, this one against Patty Gross, and that's her first. The Mustangs will throw it in underneath their own bucket, trailing by 3, latter portions of the second quarter. Here's Smith, over the top it goes to Johnson. They find Weststein on the block, turns against the double, hands it off to Smith, and a whistle and another foul. Let's see who this one is on. Hardwick picked up her first. Team foul number 5. So both teams with 1 foul to give the rest of the half. Here's Taylor, top of the key. Stops on the right block, kicks it right. Weststein for 3. It's good. Milena Weststein now with 5. And we're tied at 16 at 2.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch, and Frankfurt turns it over. Mustangs garnering some momentum here as Weathersby is going to check back in. And Taylor's going to come out. So a 16-16 tie at 2:25 left here in the first half. Weststein will walk it across the timeline. Left side pass on the wing it goes. Now skip to Cole, right wing. Weststein top of the key. Not afraid to fire a 3. Left rim off, no good. Tipped underneath and a rebound saved in there by Johnson, but went to the wrong team as Gross has it. 2 minutes to go until halftime. Gross steps in, free throw line. A 16-footer is good. Hattie Gross with 10 points here in the first half. And Frankfurt retakes the lead 18-16 at under 1:50 to go. skipped right side to Cole, up top to Westheim. Left side it goes to Johnson. Here's Weathersby at the free throw line, wanting to dive, and a whistle and a foul. Last foul to give here for the Wildcats. Next foul will put D. West at the free throw line as Hardwick picks up her second. As five of their 16 fouls have been called here in the second quarter. Weathersby at the elbow. Wants to drive in on Gross. A little floater. Rims in there. And Weathersby now has four. We're tied at 18 at 1.5 minutes to go here in the first half. These two teams neck and neck for the first 14.5 minutes of this game. Here's Gross right side on the wing. They want it inside the lock. She's quickly doubled. A whistle and a foul. She's tied up by Sydney Smith, and that's the last foul to give here for D. West. And for Sydney Smith, that's her second. 1:15 until halftime. We're tied at 18. Jaden Taylor's going to come back in here for the Mustangs, replacing Weathersby. As Hardwick is set to throw it in here for Frankfurt. Slaps it once, looking inside, gets to Gross at the elbow. Nice ball fake, little floater, in and out, no good. And a rebound from Elena Westheim. Cross-court pass. They get it inside. Kicks it back out. Cole, a deep three. Off the rim, no good. And a foul and a rebound. And a foul inside. I think it's going to be on Jonathan West. It's going to be on Jaden Taylor, who just checked back in. And picks up her second foul. And a one-on-one opportunity here for Hattie Gross. Hattie Gross, 10 points here in the first half. She's a 63% free throw shooter on the year. We got exactly a minute to go as her first free throw is good. Breaks the 18-18 tie, now 19-18 Frankfurt. Wildcats now 2-for-3 at the line. Second on the way. That one's good as well. Gross now has 12. 20-18 Frankfurt with a minute to go until halftime. Yeah, the Mustangs want to play this one. Here's Westheim across the timeline slowly. Swing the rings out high. Right side pass to Taylor on the wing. Puts it on the dribble left. Gets to the top of the key. Swings it to Cole there. Now Johnson gets it top of the key. Right side pass to Westheim. Bouncing one inside and off her own teammate out of bounds. Turnover down at the left. Frankfurt will get it back with 43 seconds left. As Emma Hardwick will check in. And replacing Everts. Now the Wildcats could potentially play for the final shot here in the first half. Hardwick working right. Man-to-man defense here by D. West. Bouncing it right side to Cornelison. Curls around the arc. Up top it goes to Gross. Right side pass Hardwick. Baseline drive. Little floater. In and out. No good. But she draws the foul and will shoot two with 26 seconds to go. As Sydney Smith picks up her third. And Hardwick is set to shoot two. First free throw on the way. That one's good. 3 points in the first half here for the sophomore Emma Hardwick. 62% at the line this season. Weathersby back in. Smith has to come out with three fouls. 21-18 Wildcats. Second is short. Sydney Wop gets the rebound, puts it back up, and then she draws the foul. And now Sydney Wop will shoot three throws. As this foul is on Kyra Johnson, that's her second. And now Sydney Wop goes to the line and hits her first free throw. Her first point tonight, she averages 8.5 points per game. She was injured early in the season, is now appearing in her 12th game of the year. Second on the way. That one's good as well. The lead is 5 for the Wildcats. It's 23-18 with 20 seconds left. Deflected pass and a steal here for Frankfurt. Cornelison, coast to coast, layup good. What a strong finish to the half here by Frankfurt. 25-18 their lead. 5 seconds to go here for Donovan West. Here's Westheim. Right side. It's Cole. Short drive. Turns. Doesn't get a shot up in time. And that's the end of the first half. Strong finish by the Wildcats as they lead Donovan West 25-18 at the break. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Wildcats lead by 7 at the break. We're back to recap it in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Yeah,
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hale gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here, second semifinal game in the 1-8-D1 sub-state here at Frankfort. And the Wildcats here on their home floor, despite being the road team as the lower seed, leading two-seed Donovan West 25-18 here at halftime. And they had a strong finish in the second quarter to get this lead out to 7. They jumped out to a 4-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but trading baskets and pretty much a 2-3-point game most of the second quarter. But again, Frankfort, a strong finish to end the half. And they lead it by 7, 25-18 here at the intermission. And really the big story, Hattie Gross, the sophomore, with 12 here in the first half. They also got 5 from Kayla Cornelison, 3 from Emma Hardwick, 2 from Taryn Parthamer, also 2 from Sydney Wapp, and then 1 from Lexi Dollinghouse. For Donovan West, they were led by Melena Wetstein with 5. They got 4 from Avery Weathersby, and then they got 3 apiece from Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Jaden Taylor. 9 turnovers for D-West in the first half. Frankfort was good with the ball. They just had 4. Frankfort also good for the line. From the line, they were 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Well, Donovan West hit 2 out of their 4 free throws. But despite the lead, Frankfort's getting out-rebounded 16-4 in the first half. They had just 4 rebounds in the first half, yet they still lead 25-18. We'll step aside. More halftime after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, this is Kelsey Bardick with United Bank and Trust.
When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank & Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab draws again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfort leading Donovan West 25-18 at halftime. Winner gets Centralia tomorrow night in the sub-state championship game. Here from Frankfort, the Blues at sub-state championship game. That was set last night as it was the top seed Lions of Fair Parabel defeating Centralia 58-52. And then the nightcap was Troy and Frankfort, and Troy on the road in a hostile environment, pulling it out 34-32. So the boys' championship game at 5:30 tomorrow night will be Troy and Fair Parabel. And that will be followed by Centralia against the winner of this one, with trips to the state tournament on the line. And the Mustangs rally, we'll see. They trail Frankfort 25-18. Second half coming up in 2 minutes after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Here we go. Second half just getting ready to get underway. Frankfort trying to hold on in advance to the sub-state final tomorrow night. They lead Jonathan West 25-18. We switch sides of the floor. Frankfurt with the ball to start the third quarter. They go now from right to left, and we're underway. Here's Hattie Gross quickly in the right corner. Gets it up top to Hardwick. Back to Gross in the right corner. Quickly with that pass to Hardwick. Cornelison, her first touch here in the third quarter. They reverse it back right side to Gross in the corner. Zone defense to start hitting the Mustang. Cornelison left side on the wing. Into the corner with Dollinghouse. Now Gross, left side. Thought about a three. Turns it down back into the corner. They reverse the basketball right side. This is Hardwick. Right back to Cornelison. She'll set and fire a three. That is good. 6 points down for Emma Hardwick, and the lead all of a sudden is 10 for the Wildcats. It's 28-18. Taylor slips it right side. Here's Cole. Top the key to Johnson. She wants to dive. Kicks it left. Taylor has it. Curls to the free throw line and a right side pass. Now it's Johnson left side, who goes right back here to Cole on the right wing. Ball fakes, drives in the lane. Floater, no good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Hattie Gross has it. Good start here for Frankfurt in the third quarter, leading 28-18. We've played a minute plus in this third period. Here's Hardwick on the wing. Tom Zakia goes to Cornelison. Gross, right side. Nice ball fake. Steps in. Pulls up from 15. In and out, no good. And a rebound for Kyra Johnson, clearing up for D-Red. Here's Cole on the right wing. Had it knocked away and saved from going into the backcourt there by Johnson. Now Taylor has it. Skips it right side to Cole. Cole to the elbow. They reverse it to Taylor. Left side, a wing three. It's an air ball. Out of bounds it goes, and Frankfurt gets it right back. 28-18, Wildcats by 10. Now the Mustangs showing some pressure here in the full court. Dollinghouse has it. Near side pass here to Hardwick. Near sideline now crossing to the center of the floor. Long pass to the right corner. Cornelison stops and pops from 18. No good. Offensive rebound for Dollinghouse. Rose gets it back. Now Hardwick sets. Fires the deep three, and that's good. Emma Hardwick now with 9. And the lead all of a sudden is 13. It's 31-18. It's 2 minutes into this third quarter, and we get a whistle and a timeout. We got it away. A 6-0 start for Frankfurt here in the second half. Their lead is at 13 at 31-18. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Hattie Gross with 12. Emma Hardwick has 9. Cornelison has 5. Leading scores for D. West. Elena Weststein with 5 and Weathersby with 4. They have not scored here in the third quarter. Wildcats coming out with consistent shooting on offense. They've been good at the free throw line. They've hit the mid-range and a few threes. D-West is trying to find some answers to claw back into it. Still plenty of time. 5:58 left here in the third quarter. Wildcats with the 31-18 lead. D-West to lift the ball out of the timeout, their half of the floor. And we're back to it. There's Jaden Taylor on the right wing. Long pass, they set up Cole. A left wing three. This one, too strong, no good. A rebound for Frankfurt. They set it up and had a good look, just unable to connect. Here's Hattie Gross. Works it down the center of the floor. Hands it right to Cornelison on the wing. Works it back center circle, left side. Hands it off here to Hardwick. She's at the top of the key. Drives inside. Kicks it in the corner here with Parthamer. Parthamer curls in the lane. Stops. Into a double team. Kicks it out into the corner with Hardwick. Now Gross, top of the key. Gets inside. Good kick. Cornelison open for three again. This time not there. Short. And a rebound for Weathersby. Here comes D. West. Still looking for their first points of the quarter. They trail by 13. Taylor inside. Shot is up. Shot is good. Good shot. Jaden Taylor. She's got 5. 31-20. Frankfurt by 11. Here's Hardwick across the timeline, working it left, stomps there, kicks it back right to Cornelison. Cornelison into the corner, it goes to Parthamer. Back to Cornelison on the right wing. Comes back to the top of the circle, hands it off there to Hardwick. Mustangs back into a man-to-man defense. Rose kicks it back to Hardwick. Hardwick dives in the paint. Little floater, bank shot no good, it rims out. Rebound for Donovan West, pushing the tempo now with Kyra Johnson. Johnson off the call. All the way, layup good, counted, and the foul. Boy, I really thought they were going to call a charge as Parthamer looked to be set. And she's just now realizing she thought it was a charge. And Claire Cole's going to have an and-one opportunity. It's a 31-22. as Cole will try to cap the three-point play. 45% at the line this season. 1-2 tonight. 5 points and three rebounds. Trying to get it to within eight. Free throw is up. And too strong off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Weststein. And the Mustangs convert here with a second chance. Weststein drives, kicks it inside. Beautiful feed, but a missed layup there by Johnson, and now she's tied up underneath. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Donovan West. Exactly 4:20 left in this third quarter. 31-22, Frankfurt by nine. Weathersby at the elbow for two. In and out, no good, and a rebound by Dollinghouse, but then she steps out of bounds and gives it back to Donovan West. So, not knowing where you are on the floor, Dollinghouse with the turnover, giving it back here to D. West, down nine, coming up on the halfway point here in the third. Here's Weststein, top of the key, right side pass to Johnson. They go between the rings out high, left side pass to Taylor. Pull up top, Weststein to Taylor, skips it here near side. Weststein, nice ball fake, gets inside, a lot of contact, a whistle and a foul, and two free throws coming up here for Malena Weststein. Bounce the clock at 3:55. I think they're going to say it's on the floor. Second team foul on Frankfurt. As they get Dollinghouse with her second foul. So again, on the floor, they get it into Johnson in the paint. Shot is up, no good, but there's another whistle and another foul as Johnson now will shoot through. As they get Sydney Wamp with this foul, that's her first. Team foul number three. So Johnson at the line, the junior, 3 points, six rebounds tonight. And she buries the first free throw. Good shooter at the line, 75%. Takes it 31-23, Frankfurt. Mustangs slowly creeping back in. Second on the way, second good as well. Two big free throws for Tyler Johnson. She's got five. 31-24, Frankfurt at 3:50 and counting here in the third. Mustangs continue to show pressure in the full court. Should have been a travel, no call. Perry Smith really wanted that call. Pass gets knocked out of bounds, and the Wildcats will keep it at 3:41 left here in the quarter. Hardwick set to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Over the top to Watt at the three-point line. Now Dollinghouse has it. Left side into the corner with Cornelison. Bouncing one inside to Gross. Quickly doubled, but she's called for a travel. Six turnovers now by Frankfurt. D-West getting it back down seven at 31-24. Coming up on 3.5 minutes left here in the third. Winner to Centralia. The sub-state title game tomorrow night here in Frankfurt. We'll have those championship games for you here tomorrow night at 5:30 and 7 here on KMZA. Here's Cole left side. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Right side pass to Taylor. Taylor up top it goes. Weststein sets and fires. Good. That's it. Malena Weststein now with eight. And just like that, the lead trim to four. Dollinghouse had her pass deflected. Gross, they need to get it across the timeline. Needs to be a 10 count. There it is. And a turnover forced by the Mustang press. And just like that, the lead is four for Frankfurt. And I think a timeout's going to be called by Brian Evers. Frankfurt takes it. 2:54 left here in the third. It's a 4-point Wildcats lead of 31-27. We'll step aside. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Mustangs with the ball. Trailing by four, late portions of the third. Lazy pass inside, taken away by Frankfurt, and a turnover by Donovan West. Here comes Patty Gross up the timeline. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. Right side pass to Cornelison. Ball fake, gets to the elbow, kicks it right back to Gross. Ball fake, Schultz kind of dive inside. Right back to Cornelison in the right corner. Up top to Hardwick. Swings it to Dollinghouse. The left corner, three on the way. Too strong. Backside rebound for Hattie Gross. Gets it inside. Shot is up. No good. But a travel's going to be called. Hattie Gross with the turnover as U.S. gets it back with 2 minutes left here in the quarter. Trailing 31-27. Mustangs seem to have the momentum right now. Wildcats had a double-digit lead, but it's down to four. Here's Taylor, left side, works the top of the key, right side to Cole. Cole hands it off to Westheim, will reset up top. Man-to-man defense here by Frankfurt, this possession. Taylor, top of the key, left side pass to Weathersby. Inside, Sidney Smith, shot is up, no good, but a foul. And Sidney Smith will shoot two. As they get Sidney Woff with her second. And Sidney Smith has not scored tonight, the senior. 44% at the line this season. And the first one is good. Tyra Johnson back in here for Donovan West. Got a minute 45 left here in the third. Second, rims out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Dollinghouse has it here for Frankfurt. 31-28, Wildcats by three. With the ball, under a minute 40 here in the third. Here's Hattie Gross, the left corner, three, and that's a good shot, Hattie Gross. 15 on the night for Gross, and it's 34-28, lead back to six. 1:20 left here in the quarter. Here's Westheim, top of the key. Swing the rings out high, goes right, Taylor on the wing. Over the top, they want Weathersby inside, instead it's Westheim, who actually caught it and had a chance, missed the shot. Woff grabs the rebound for Frankfurt. Final minute, two in the third quarter. 6-point lead for the Wildcats. They have the ball. Woff gets it on the block. Turns, doubles, kicks out to the corner with Gross. Wants to drive baseline. Bouncing it left wing to Hardwick. Top step. Soder, no good, but a whistle and a foul. I think Hardwick's about to shoot two. She will. 49 seconds left here in the quarter. Weathersby picks up the foul, her second. That's the first foul on D-West here in the second half as Hardwick will shoot two. 9 points tonight for the sophomore, Emma Hardwick. And her first free throw was short, no good. Now 1-3 at the line, 62% on the season. Claire Cole checks back in for the Mustangs, taking the spot of Westheim. Her second free throw, off the heel, too strong. Rebound to West, but she goes 0 for 2. 45 seconds and counting here in the third. 6-point Wildcats lead at 34-28. Here's Weathersby, right side pass it goes. There's this Johnson. Johnson one dribble. They set up Cole. Cole fake to the free throw line. Kicks it back up top to Johnson. She'll dive. Inside pass to Sidney Smith. Shot is up no good, but a whistle and a foul. Think they're going to say it's on the floor. As they get Parthamer with her third. I think they called it on Hattie Gross, and that's her second. So down to 25 seconds left here in the quarter. There's the whistle. There's the travel. They got it right into Claire Cole, and she walked with it. Now Frankfurt gets it back with 23.5 seconds left here in the quarter. Their lead is 34-28. Westheim will check right back in here for Weathersby. See how the Wildcats handling again against this full court pressure. Bouncing it into Cornelison, gets it up the floor. Stops on the left wing, guarded by Taylor, into the corner with Gross. Baseline drive, 16 seconds to go. Skips to Hardaway, the deep right wing three, nearly banked in, no good. Dollinghouse going offensive rebound. Gross in the corner with 9 seconds to work. She looks up at the scoreboard, gets it to Cornelison for three, and it's an air ball out of bounds with 4.2 left. The D-West getting it back, 4 seconds down six. Got to go the full length of the floor. Long pass up the floor. They get it to Smith. Into Taylor, a three. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter. So we head to the fourth and final quarter. Frankfurt with a six-point lead, 34-28 over Donovan West. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KMZA.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth and final quarter. Winner moves on to the Sep State Championship game tomorrow night. Frankfurt Wildcats, a 34-28 lead over the Donovan West Mustangs. Fourth quarter underway. Wildcats with the lead and the ball. Here's Cornelison, right side on the wing. Stops there, gets it to Wop at the free throw line. Cornelison gets it back, will fire a three, left it short. Rebound inside for Donovan West, collected there by Sidney Smith. Mustangs a little trouble getting it up the floor, but they do. Johnson gets it across the timeline, going from left to right. Left side pass to Taylor on the wing, trying to get Avery Weathersby inside, but not there. Here's Johnson, steps in, kicks it up to Weathersby. Left side pass to Taylor. Puts it on the dribble, gets it up to Johnson on the top of the key. Right side pass here to Cole. Now Smith trying to post that, but not there. Weathersby, top of the key, thought about a three, but turned it down. Here's Taylor, free throw line. Pulls up from there, left it short, and it's tipped underneath, and out of bounds it goes, and Donovan West fortunate to keep it here. Last touch by Frankfurt, had an opportunity to pick that one up, but just let it roll out of bounds. Not quite a minute into the fourth quarter. 34-28 Frankfurt. D-West to throw it in underneath their own bucket. And then a pass sails out of bounds as Sidney Smith missed everyone, and a turnover by the Mustangs. The Wildcats get it back, again facing pressure here in the full court. And here's Hardwick with it. Working around Taylor. And gets it up the floor to Gross in the front court. Hands it back to Hardwick for reset. 34-28 Wildcats. Winner gets Centralia tomorrow night. Here's Eddie Gross, high left. Works it towards the corner. Now Dumpson baseline. Good pass to Dollinghouse. And her layup is good. First bucket tonight for Dollinghouse with her steal goal. She's got three and the lead is eight. 36-28 Wildcats. 6.5 minutes left in this one. Now we get a whistle and an offensive foul away from the ball. As I think they got Weathersby with her third. Barry Smith didn't like the call. Now we get a whistle and a timeout by Frankfurt. It's a four. We'll follow suit. 6-2-8 left in the ballgame. Frankfurt 36, Donovan West 28. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest. And while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Saltbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, back to it. Here's Hattie Gross into the corner with Cornelison. Dribbles out of some trouble. Back to Hattie Gross, high left. Not quite 2 minutes into the fourth, 36-28 Frankfurt. Mustangs really trying to turn up the pressure here defensively, nearly forcing a couple of turnovers. The Wildcats able to keep. Hardwick has it high right. Now a long pass into the corner. Cornelison sets and fires. Left to three short. Gets her own rebound. Gets underneath. Missed the layup. Ballinghouse has an opportunity. That one's no good. Gross had it and knocked away and a whistle and a foul. Multiple opportunities by the Wildcats. And the foul's going to be called on Jaden Taylor. That's her third. And team foul number three. The Wildcats with the lead and the ball underneath their own bucket. Hardwick to throw it in. Looking and a long pass over the top. It goes to Hattie Gross. Gross has it. Right side pass to Hardwick on the wing. Works it back to the center of the floor. Left side pass to Gross on the wing. Back to Hardwick. Wildcats want to slow the pace with the lead here in the fourth quarter. 36-28 is the score. We play 2.5 minutes. Here in the fourth, Cornelison at it. Knocked off her face, but able to gather. Handed off to Gross. Gross guarded here by Kyra Johnson. Backs it out on the right wing. Gets it off to Hardwick. Good pressure here by the Mustangs, but Frankfurt wasting a little bit of time here. Gross now a pass into the left corner with Hardwick. And they get it for a double dribble. So after all that, a turnover by the Wildcats. And here comes Weathersby back into the game for the Mustang. She will take the spot of Claire Cole. 36-28. Frankfurt by 8. Mustangs with the ball. 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. 5 to go. Here's Smith. Left side pass. They work it inside. Quickly triple team there. And a whistle and a foul as they got it to Johnson on the block. And the Frankfurt foul is on Lexi Dollinghouse. That's her third. Pass inside to Weathersby. Count it and the foul. They've given an and one for Avery Weathersby, who now has 6. Makes it 36-30. The foul. Shot is up, no good. The 2 points there by Weathersby gets it back to a 6-point game at 36-30. Gross got away with a push-off. They set up Cornelison for 3. It's too strong, but a rebound for Hardwick to keep the possession alive. 4.5 minutes left in this game. 6-point lead for the Wildcats. Cornelison, a nice crossover, kicks it back to Gross, high left. Working the clock down to 4:20. Good cut by Hardwick. Gets in the lane. Shot blocked by Weathersby. And a whistle and a foul. My goodness. So Weathersby picks up her fourth. Team foul number 4. Or correction, that's it for Weathersby. Missed the mark as Weathersby is fouled out of the game. And Terry Smith is not happy. As Hardwick with 2 free throws, and she knocks in the first. 10 points down for Emma Hardwick. As much as they have let go tonight, that's a tough one to call. Hardwick misses the second. Sydney Watts trying to gather the offensive rebound. Out of bounds it goes. It should be done at the West ball, and it is. 37-30, Frankfurt in front. D. West getting it back with 4:12 left. A Johnson working it up the floor. Left side to Smith. Up top to left side. Thought about a three, turns it down. Lazy pass inside and a steal for Hattie Grove. Good anticipation there by the sophomore post. Under 4 minutes left in the ball game. Wildcats with it, leading by seven. Here's Hardwick. Right side pass to Cornelison. Man-to-man defense here by the Mustangs. Ramping up the pressure here. Jaden Taylor doing a nice job. Nearly forced a turnover, but they get it up top here to Hardwick. Right side pass to Wop. Looking in the corner. Not there. Spinning away from a defender. Gets to the free throw line. Nearly had it knocked away. Able to gather. Bouncing it to Hardwick left side on the wing. Don't slow it down. And again, trying to work as much clock as they can. Under 3.5 minutes left. Here's Groves high left. Trying to dive in on Cole. And they're going to call a five count as they didn't get rid of it. And Cole played close defense there on Groves to force the turnover. The D-West down seven. They get it back with 3:15 left. Here is Westside. Westside pass. It goes to Johnson. Up top to Smith. Looks right, goes back left to Taylor. She's on the wing. They set it up for Westine for three. Straight on, no good. Rebound kicks into the front court, and it's Hattie Groves who has it and will slow things down. Groves across the timeline, spins away from a defender, bouncing it to Hardwick. Had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Sydney Smith. That is her fourth. Now we get a whistle and a timeout to 30. So we'll keep it right here. We're down to 2:44 left in this game. Frankfurt leading 37-30. Jonathan West has one foul to give. Frankfurt has committed seven fouls. The D-West is in the bonus. Hattie Gross, the leading scorer tonight. She has 15. Emma Hardwick also in double figures with 10 to lead the Wildcats. A pretty balanced scoring here for Donovan West. 8 for Westine, 6 for Weathersby. Although she was fouled out of the game, she also had 7 rebounds. Then they got 5 apiece from Johnson, Cole, and Taylor. Also a point from Sydney Smith. So again, 2:44 left. A 7-point Frankfurt lead at 37-30. Frankfurt led 34-28 at the end of three. So out of the timeout, Frankfurt with the ball underneath their own bucket, leading by seven. 2:44 left. Hardwick to throw it in, over the top to Dollinghouse. She has it. Left side pass it goes. This is Gross. Looking for Wop inside, not there. Mustangs extending out this pressure defensively. As Gross has it, dives in, kicks it back up top to Hardwick. Right back to Gross, left wing. 2.5 minutes left in this game. They get it to Wop at the free throw line. Turns, facing, into the corner with Dollinghouse. Cornelison, right wing. Needs to get out of that, and that should be a jump ball, and that's the call. And a turnover, possession error, giving it back to Donovan West. So good defense there by Taylor to tie up Cornelison and get the ball back. 2:20 left in this one. Frankfurt holding on to a 7-point lead at 37-30. Mustangs looking for a bucket. They get Taylor. A whistle and a pushing foul is going to be called. Taylor missed the three. I think it's going to be on Frankfurt. So they get Cornelison trying to fight through a screen. And Kyra Johnson's going to shoot a 1-1. 2:10 left. 7-point Frankfurt lead. Johnson at the line for the Mustangs for a 1-1. And she got the first. So she'll get the bonus. Johnson with 6 points and 6 rebounds tonight. Roughly right around those season averages of 6.3 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. She misses the second, but Taylor gets the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. Big time bucket there for Jaden Taylor. The lead is 4. 2 minutes to go, 37-33. And the Wildcats hold on and move on to the sub-state title game tomorrow night. There's a whistle and a foul. The final foul to give here by the Mustangs. If that's Sydney Smith, then she's fouled out of the game. And there it is. So the second player for the Mustangs has fouled out. Smith will join Weathersby on the bench as we will get Lena Leatherman a 5'4 sophomore. What a time for the sophomore to check in for the first time tonight. In a crunch time situation, Dollinghouse gets it on the block. Pass deflected, and Weatherman, who just checked in, comes away with a steal. And then another pass gets up the floor, but the Mustangs have it. Taylor for a deep three. This one too strong, but an offensive rebound by Johnson. They set it up for Cole, a deep three. Good! Player Cole from downtown. It's a one-point game with 1:29 to go. Timeout, Johnson West. It is a 30 to keep it right here. My, oh my. How about this one? 37-36 Frankfurt with 1:29 left in this game. A monster three for Claire Cole to get this to a one-point game. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Donovan West crawling back. And this looks to be a fantastic finish ahead between these two. In Centralia awaiting the winner tomorrow night. So out of the timeout, Frankfurt with the ball in a one-point lead. 37-36, 1:28 and counting here in the fourth. Here's Hardwick across the timeline. Angles right, hands it off to Cordielson. She works it left, hands it off to Wop. Wop stops at the top of the key, gets it to Hardwick. She works it left, stops, hands it off to Wop. Spins away from Taylor. Left side to Cordielson, down to 1:10 to go. Cordielson has it, crossing over. Hands it off to Hardwick. Still wasting some time here. Leatherman guarding. Hardwick needs a ball screen, nothing there. Hands it off to Hattie Gross. A minute to go in the game. Frankfurt by one with the ball. Throws up top to Hardwick. And now there's a whistle. There's the foul. And 51 seconds to go. And Leatherman picks up the foul. 17 fouls. So free throws coming up here for Emma Hardwick. It is a 1-1 for the 5'6 sophomore. Her team leads by one with 51 seconds to go. Big time free throws here for the sophomore. And she got the first. So she'll get the bonus. She's got 11 tonight. 38-36 Frankfurt. 51 seconds to go. Hardwick's second is good. 39-36 and a timeout for Donovan West. It's a full. So we'll step aside. 48 seconds to go. 39-36 Frankfurt. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Let's set it up for you. Frankfurt leading Donovan West, 39-36, 47.9 seconds to go. Donovan West will have the ball out of the timeout. Winner moves on to take on Centralia tomorrow night in a sub-state championship game. Hardwick, Gross, Cornelison, Wop, and Dollinghouse on the floor for the Wildcats. Cole, Taylor, Leatherman, Johnson, and Wettstein on the floor for the Mustangs. Taylor to throw it in. 48 seconds to go. Here we go. Mustangs trailing by three. Here's Wettstein. Right side on the wing. They want to set it up. Skip it to Taylor, left side. Under 40 seconds to go. Ball fake by Wettstein. Steps in for a two. Got it. Big shot from Elena Wettstein. She's got 10. It's a one-point game. 30 seconds to go. Here's Hardwick trying to get it across the timeline. She does, and then she's fouled. Some more big free throws coming up here for Emma Hardwick. with 25 seconds to go. Johnson picks up her third foul. And Hardwick to shoot two huge free throws again. 39-38 Frankfurt. 12 points tonight for Hardwick. It's a 1-1. And she gets the first. Calm, cool, collected. And it's 40-38. Second here for Hardwick. Good as well. Both were nothing but net. She's got 14. 41-38. 20 seconds to go. Mustangs hit a three for the tie. Can they keep their season alive? Here's Westheim on the right wing. Not about driving. Top of the key to Taylor. There's a whistle and a timeout with 10 seconds to go. 9.9 to be exact. It's a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. What a ball game in this one. Frankfurt trying to hold on. They lead it 41-38 with 10 seconds to go. Mustangs will have the ball, needing a three for the tie. And all the Centralia fans doing, a few still here, sitting back and just watching some good basketball. As their team already advanced, winning earlier tonight against Troy, 53-24. They were dominant in that second half. But this one has been tight from start to finish. Patty Gross, 15 points. Emma Hardwick, ice in her veins. She has hit four straight huge free throws for the Wildcats. Here in the last handful of seconds. Keep that lead in front for the Wildcats. Westheim, the leading scorer for the Mustangs right now with 10. So here we go. Out of the timeout. Mustangs trailing 41-38 with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Far sideline. Westheim to throw it in. Can they keep their season alive? Westheim, they set it up into the corner with Taylor. Back to Westheim. Quickly doubled. They set it up top. Here's Cole for the tie. No good off the front rim. Tipped out to Cole. Her shot is up. No good. And that's it. Time runs out. And Frankfurt wins it. 41-38 as Claire Cole had a good look for the tie, but she could not connect, and the ball game is over. The Wildcats move on as they win it tonight, 41-38. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
A little bit of time to catch your breath. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Frankfort wins it 41-38 over Donovan West. So the Wildcats advance and will take on the top seed Centralia Panthers tomorrow night right here in this gym with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Our post game is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. This was a 12-8 Frankfort lead after the first quarter. They blew it up to 7 at halftime at 25-18. Donovan West would outscore Frankfort by 1 in the third, made it 34-28 going into the fourth. And it was close the entire final 8 minutes. And then we got roughly down to the final minute or so. 2 3-point game roughly. Chance for Donovan West. Emma Hardwick, though, for Frankfort, twice in the final 30 seconds, hit 4 straight key free throws, both times turning a 1-point lead to a 3-point lead, so just kept it enough at arm's length. Donovan West had it, their half of the floor, 10 seconds to go. They had a shot, Claire Cole wide open, top of the key, a chance to tie it, just skips off the front rim, no good. They were able to get the offensive rebound and throw a shot up after that, but at that point, there was not enough time, rimmed off. Even if it went in, Frankfort still would have won by one, but boy, it was a fantastic finish, and Frankfort wins it 41-38. They improved to 15-7, and Donovan West, their season comes to an end at 15-6. Well, let's go through the final numbers in this one. We'll start with the Wildcats. Hattie Gross, the sophomore, quiet in the second half. She had 15 points still to lead the way, just 3 of her 15 in the second half. Emma Hardwick, 14 points, 5 in the fourth quarter, including those 4 crucial free throws late to help the Wildcats prevail. They also got Cornelison with 5, 3 from Lexi Dollinghouse, and then 2 apiece from Taryn Parthamer and Sydney Wapp. Melena Wettstein, the leading scorer for the Mustangs, with 10. They got 8 points for 8 Claire Cole. They got 7 from Jaden Taylor, 6 apiece from Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson, and they also got 1 point from Sydney Smith. Donovan West, 13 turnovers. Frankfort had 12. Mustangs out-rebounded the Wildcats 25-16. Wildcats finish 11-16 at the line. Mustangs finish 6 out of 12 at the free throw line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, Hattie Gross was the leading scorer with 15, but she was relatively quiet in the second half. The 5'6 sophomore, Emma Hardwick, super clutch with those free throws down the stretch. She had 5 points in the fourth quarter. Again, all those coming from the line, including those 4 straight in the final 30 seconds. That just proved to be crucial in getting this win. Emma Hardwick, 14 points tonight, our player of the game. Brought to you again by Farmers State Bank. So the sub-state championship games are set for tomorrow night. The boys' contest will be first at 5:30. It'll be the top seed Care Paravel Lions against the 3-seed Troy Trojans, and that's followed by the 1-3 matchup on the girls' side at 7:30 as undefeated Centralia will take on the Frankfort Wildcats. So stick around. We'll have our final edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show in just a little bit, recapping all the sub-state semifinals from around the area, and we'll get you set for the championship matchups tomorrow night, but we'll have them all. Again, Silver Lake Championships on 103.9, the Valley Falls Substate on Care 93.7, and we'll have these 1A Substate games from Frankfort tomorrow night. So it's been fun. We still got one more night. Trips to the state tournaments are on the line tomorrow night. Again, our final scores in these two semifinal games. In the first one, it was Centralia winning big, 53-24. And the nightcap, Frankfort holds on and knocks off the West, 41-38. Until tomorrow night, we'll send it back to the studios for a little bit, but hang around. Community National Bank High School School Board Show is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.